it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a family down in Texas. They have had boys exclusively for 108 years, this family has. They are expecting their first girl.
We're going to break this down.
This year.
We talked about this out in the newsroom.
Michael Sherman Jr., who is a firefighter.
108 years. They have only had boys.
That is correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. The last time a girl was born into this family was 108 years ago.
Statistically, how does that even happen?
Imagine the guilt of the dad-to-be right now. I'm breaking the streak.
He said he's very proud.
They've got to be thrilled.
He said he's proud. He's honored.
That's what he's telling the news people, and then he goes home and cries.
Scott, how do you...
What is that?
That is a terrible comment.
What is that supposed to mean?
How do you, as a family,
misogynistic
go back 108 years without a single girl? Even if you were doing a coin flip.
Yeah.
It's a statistical anomaly.
So the last girl born into this family was in 1917, Ora Bell Sherman.
Old Ora.
Old Ora Bell Sherman.
Ora broke the mold, and there was nobody that came after.
Yeah.
We only had one girl in our family on the Weinbaum side.
Really?
Only one dating back 80, 90 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, I believe this is some sort of record. Is it not, Scott?
It's got to be close.
You would, through the generations of all of the branches of the family tree, to never have a female is almost a statistical impossibility.
It would certainly be an anomaly. Yes. We have a lot of girls in the Parks family.
What if the sonogram got it wrong? The little girl comes out.
Well.
Whoops, it's another boy.
Well, if the sonogram got it wrong, he's got bigger problems later in life.
It happens. It happened to my cousin.
I shouldn't say bigger problems.
Really?
My cousin, Scott,
really?
Was going to be Carly. The baby's name was Carly. They had the baby room all decked out in little bunnies and pink and Beatrix Potter and all of those things.
Sure.
Carly. Husband's name was Carl, so they were going with Carly. They get and they had multiple sonograms. This is a girl. They very much went home with a baby boy.
Hmm. Was his name Carl then?
The third, and he goes by Trey, because he was the third.
They already had a Carl's Jr.?
At what?
Yes, very funny. Really? Really?
Real entertained by yourself in there, aren't you?
Recognition it deserves. That was great.
At what number do you stop naming the kid after the dad?
Well, I think once it becomes a thing, then it's a thing. And if you don't, then you are breaking the tradition.
See, I was watching a college football game over the weekend. I can't even remember what game it was. It was two teams that I don't even care about. And there was one guy, and on the back of his jersey, let's say his last name was Thomas.
It was like
right?
The ninth or something.
It was Thomas the sixth. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
At some point, you know, and that was his last. I'm just pulling that one out of thin air. But, you know, it was like James Thomas the sixth. And I'm like, that's enough.
We have a fifth in the Stevie family.
Well, we have a third. You.
Well, yeah. But we have an actual fifth in the Stevie family.
Do you think this family will name this baby girl Ora?
God, I hope not.
That would be pretty cool.
That's Ora. Sort of a name that isn't. Well, you could spell it A-U-R-A.
I was going to say Ora has a new term.
Hers was spelled O-R-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were some whopper names back then. Balula.
What was your boy name going to be if you were a boy?
I wasn't going to be a boy. I was always going to be a girl, and they were going to name me Cass. But my mom thought people would make fun of me because of the mamas and the papas.
The fat gal from the mamas.
Scott!
What?
She was a larger woman, and my mom thought people would somehow, I don't
So they knew that you were going to be a girl?
I think so, yeah.
Do they have sonograms back then?
I don't know. They knew.
Huh. At least he didn't say Biggin this time.
Did you? Yes. Did you have a girl name?
I did have a ready-to-go girl name in case I came out as a female.
What was your ready-to-go girl name?
Tina. Shut up.
Tina was a man.
I bet you can guess mine.
Eat your food, Tina.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Were you going to be Samantha, Sam?
I would have been Samantha Olivia.
Aww.
My mom was going to play the SOS joke no matter what.
S-O-S.
It's a cry for help to this day.
All right, Tina,
and right now you're
Sam,
you're Samuel Oscar, right?
What?
Oliver.
Oliver, that's Oliver, right. Yes. Oliver. Sorry that I don't remember everybody's middle names. It's not like mine. Duke's Mayonnaise.
It's got twang.
And a yellow lid.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.